Dustin Brochot is with Advantage Performance Training, and he has partnered with a lot of David's clients and athletes, and he's a difference maker. I think you can say that right now when it comes to the training game. He's down in Detroit for the draft with David and the Bull Rush team, joining us here at the Caucus Club. Welcome in, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's nice to finally meet you.
All right, how'd the partnership start with Bull Rush and David Gregory?
Last year with Jake Witt. Obviously I was with Jake since, 2 years in his college career. And, Jake kind of came to me and he's like, I got this agent, David Gregory. He's his first year ever, in the agency. And I want to take a shot on him. And I was like, Jake, I'm like, I'm not sure if you want to, do that. I'm a little worried about that. This is first year agent, that type of thing. And, it was kind of crazy too. Cause then, Jake was just like, no, man, like I got to go with him. Like he understands me. He knows how to talk to me. And, honestly, I'm just like, Jake, all right, you make the decision and you roll with it. And obviously it worked out for Jake. Jake got drafted last year, as we know.
Superfly, yeah, we almost, the equipment almost went dead. I didn't plug in the charger completely. We were that close. Dustin Brochot from Advantage Performance Training in Marquette, Michigan. We've had this happen a couple of times in 20 years where I didn't plug it in and all of a sudden you get like sounds from outer space and the machine crashes. We were talking about your connection to David Gregory. You mentioned Jake Witt and you watched what David did with Jake. What you were able to do with Jake there in Marquette, and here comes year two and more clients now from Bull Rush Sports go base themselves during the off season in Marquette and train with you at Advantage.
Yep. Yeah, so just like I was telling you before too, a lot of the guys that would come in, like, Cole Spencer out of Texas Tech and, Marcellus Anderson out of UMass and, obviously Michael Bertoia out of University of Wisconsin La Crosse, like these guys, I had no prior knowledge of them at this point. And when David was saying like, hey, like, take a look at these guys, let me know what you think, blah, 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 their questions were kind of similar to what mine were for Jake the previous year, and then finally once I saw what David what he had done for Jake, I was like, listen, I've worked with lots of agents throughout the course of these last 10 years I've been doing this, and I'm telling you right now, he's dialed. Like everything that he's doing, he's dialed, and he's gonna be working for you. So you don't worry about any of the training because I'll take care of that kind of stuff, but everything off the field, he's your guy. And it's been pretty sweet because I think he sent six guys up this past year.
He's up six more dudes and connecting with a lot more families and players. And just what you've done in Marquette with your Advantage facility, where it's based on what you've done. It's not BS. It's not hype. It's how you treat people, and the performance results are there, and that moves the needle, right?
Yeah, it's a results-driven league. There's not many people that are going to want to come up to Marquette, Michigan to not get results. We don't have the Scottsdale weather, the Miami South Beach.
Really? Every time I look at a forecast, I look at Marquette, Miami, and I look at Scottsdale, and I go, why am I not doing the show in Marquette right now?
Exactly. So it's a tough sell, I'm not going to lie to you. So, one of the things that we've always predicated ourselves on is, it's that Rocky Four feel. You're going into Russia, right? Nothing but snow, nothing but training. You're going there to work hard, And that's a real good sell to a lot of these agents because they don't want to put, a lot of their investments into players that are going to be going to, South Beach and going partying all night, right? I don't think we have a club in Marquette. So, they don't have to worry about that. They just come there and work hard and train. And
they have the Western Bar as you're driving through Marquette. Just, I forget, off the road when I'm going up to Houghton, there's a Western Bar you can stop, get an oil change, and a pretty good steak.
It might have closed down.
No, and do you go run in the snow? Do you take the athletes out? Do you mentally not there? You're not doing that?
No, we didn't do much running in the snow, but, on some of our recovery days, I like to take them up to, Sugarloaf Mountain. It's just a nice hike.
Yeah.
You know, we took them up there. I think it was the first time for some of the
season. Any bear?
No. No bear. No.
Any cougars?
Nothing.
You know what you could do? You really want to get the Advantage Sports training going? Find a bear and cougar where you tell the guys, I'm giving you a 100-yard head start. Good luck. let's increase the 40 time.
Exactly.
Yeah. But there is something about being in the bunker. And that to a point, and I'm not knocking Marquette or NMU or anything, but when you're there and you're focused and guys are chasing a dream, and these guys have to work harder than some of the other dudes, and that will pay off because people will see it in the results. And when we're looking at the numbers,
yeah,
and guys that are working with David Gregory, Bull Rush Sports, and also guys who are training with Advantage in Marquette, the scoreboard doesn't lie when you look at the results, the videos, and the numbers that you're seeing either at your facility, at pro days, at workouts. The results are there.
Yep, absolutely.
And why are you different, you think, as a trainer?
I mean, I think a lot of trainers do a lot of similar things. You know, I guess maybe one of the things that really sets myself apart is, you know, I truly care, man. Like, I really care, and this is my why, you know. Like, you know, about 11 years ago, I went through the same process. You know, I tried to really, you know, I tried to make it, and obviously it didn't happen. So I try to find a way to get people faster, stronger, more explosive. And, you know, throughout the course of my career, I've been able to really find a niche in that, in the UP especially. And, you know, we've been able to have a lot of guys make it from Northern. You know, a couple guys that come to mind, Zach Anderson and Jason Daniels were my first guys at first, you know, when we first started this thing. And Jace Daniels was my first offensive lineman that was under a sub 540. He was 303 pounds, ran a 4.99, 30-inch vert. And, you know, that same year, Zach Anderson was 258 pounds, and he ran a 4.58 40 and jumped 38 inches. So, like, you know, they kind of went, they kind of jumped on the radar. They were kind of like unheard ofs, right? They're not unheard ofs. They're first team ugly X, but they weren't on any draft boards or anything like that. And both of them get picked up by one by Tampa Bay and the other one by the Browns, who ended up actually having a good career in the Winnipeg, so the CFL. But, and then from there, you know, we get guys like Marcus Tucker coming in, and, you know, guys like Tyler Conklin in his offseason, he'll come up sometimes. And, you know, Joe Osman from Central Michigan. So, you know, there's some merit to guys wanting to get away from everything and really focus on just training.
Speed, power, the vertical increase you talk about, really your go zone, kind of right there what you're saying. Get big guys who can run fast 40s.
Absolutely.
You know, get you know, everyone can find the reps. You can get guys who can hit the weight room, who can do reps. But it's like the explosive speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just it's almost like watching linemen in the combine run a 40. I'm like, I'd rather see him run a 20.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? And then look at a split at 10.
Yep.
And maybe that last, that second 10, and say, this is what they're doing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We love that, too. And the thing that we tie in, too, like, there's a lot of, like, speed gurus out there in the country that are really good at what they do, but all they do is they work on speed only, right? So I think another thing that sets us apart is we work on the weight room tremendously. Like, our weight room and our speed go hand in hand. So, like, you know, we don't have weak athletes. You know, like, you know, Cole ran a 4.89, but he also hit 30 plus, you know, on his bench. Michael Bertoia
30 plus on the reps on 225.
225, yeah. You know, I mean, Tavion McCarthy, as you know, he had 23 reps as a defensive back.
And
know,
so 44 on the vertical.
On a 44 on the vert and 11-2 on the broad. So, you know, it's not just about running fast. We try to, you know, make sure everything is checked. Every box is checked.
Well, you know, you are checking all the right boxes. Dustin Brochot, Advantage Performance Training, Marquette, Michigan. You didn't drive down, did you?
No, we flew.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm glad, man. That was a quick flight, right?
Yeah, 45 minutes, I think.
45 minutes, and back up, though, driving would have been about 12 hours, right?
About 10.
Maybe, yeah. It would have been a haul. Hey, man, keep up the great work with David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports and all your athletes, man.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Dustin Brochot joining us as we're live at the NFL Draft. He's with Advantage Performance Training in Marquette, Michigan. Connects with David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports. We are here for our 313 bash happening tonight. Private party at the Caucus Club, 0.3 miles from the NFL draft stage. On the way, more conversation on the draft. Josh Garvey, he handles the GR office for Dorn Mayhew. He'll make his picks in the top 10. Also, we'll talk about the Lions. Will they trade up? And Tony Anise from Ferris State University will talk about all the players that D2 national powerhouse has had drafted since he's been there. and their numbers don't lie. So Tony will check in. You want to join in on our Flying Ace Whiskey huge question of the day. What do you think the Lions will do tonight in the draft in first round moves, or will they stay at 29? You can join us at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE.